It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilk.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The brother with all the dough, the smartest sister I know, and the man who can sew, smokes when he grow, and party like the Secret Service out this show, and still don't know what the agent's in trouble for, because he paid top dollars for his hoe. I'm out of breath. Niggity. happy hump day, homies.
Yeah.
Me too.
Another day, another $47. Tom Super J, this Secret Service scandal is like gas prices. Every day it goes up a number. Now they're talking about 20-something Americans. The Secret Service, the military, and I heard today Tupac's hologram was there. And the number of women that were involved is said to be around 20. Tom Civil J, those Secret Service agents were freaking.
Yeah.
The scandal is getting so messy, they called in Kerry Washington to clean it up.
I love that show.
More money, whole problem.
Wow.
And I also heard they're making the agents take lie detector tests. Did y'all hear that?
Uh-oh.
Which means they're probably bringing an expert, my main man, Maury Povich. Wouldn't that be some funny shiggity if Maury was reading the results? Yeah. You are the humper. Speaking of humping, Silver, have you read Simon Cowell's book?
I've heard about it. No, I haven't read it.
Sweet Revenge,
yes.
The Intimate Life of Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the book, Simon sweater-wearing Cowell was robbed by a woman he had a one-night stand with.
Right.
Always the draws, ain't it? Always the draws. Simon met her at a Hollywood club, be careful, Jay, where he was drunk as a skunk. And probably told her he was having American Idol auditions back at his hotel. Well, after a night of playing, Simon said,
yes.
Simon slept like a newborn baby adopted by Angelina Jolie. Jay, you know what that means. She put his little sweater-wearing ass to sleep. Like her name was Sunshine from Harlem Nights. Anyway, when Simon woke up, his laptop and wallet was gone. Now, I know what y'all are thinking right now. Where the hell was Randy? I mean, where the hell was DMX Factor's dog at, huh? Sunshine lifted his laptop and walked it out with his wallet. That one night stand turned into Freddy Krueger after she did it. You can't go to sleep. You know that, Jay. You can't go to sleep. Well, luckily, they had surveillance of the woman rolling his wallet down the hall. Oh, yeah, I said rolling. Y'all didn't think, you know, Simon Cowell wallet has wheels on it. He got that big bank. His wallet looked like Tom Jones Bank.
Hey.
Well, sort of. I'm at Richmond Quality Inn on Saturday, baby, at the ballroom with Chris Paul. Two shows, one night only.